So there's lots of economic pain to go around, and grief. Both can be isolating, but never more so than in the middle of a pandemic, which is keeping loved ones physically distant. Nina Feldman from member station WHYY in Philadelphia reports on one family's struggle to say a proper goodbye.
When Donald Spitko went to the hospital for shortness of breath, no one in his family imagined it would be the last time they saw him. Not his wife of nearly 60 years, not his six kids. He was placed on a ventilator right away, and the hospital had a strict no-visitors policy. It even applied to his two daughters, who worked there.
We were trying everything to go see my dad. I mean, honestly, we were beating down doors.
That's Tammy King. She's a nurse at Einstein Medical Center in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, where her dad was receiving care.
I chose to test myself because I thought if I showed him that I was negative, I would be able to at least go to his window and see him through the glass. And they won't even let me through the ICU.
Einstein's administrators said the policy is designed to keep staff, patients, and guests safe. But it didn't seem fair. King and her sister, Michelle Rocco, had the same access to protective gear as the nurses caring for their dad.
I work on the same floor as my dad was on, and I could not walk down the same hallway because my dad was down that hallway. It was horrible. I went to work as much as it hurt me, but
And funny, I went to work because I felt closer to him.
Yeah.
The sisters were able to keep close tabs on their dad by talking to their colleagues who were caring for him. The whole family video chatted with him every day. But after a few weeks, it just didn't seem like he was getting any better.
We never gave up hope until we kind of knew one day, just by the look on my dad's face, that it started turning empty. It's the only way I can describe it. It was an emptiness.
So after 25 days, they made the decision to take him off the ventilator. The nurse caring for their father said once the tube was removed, they'd likely have about 10 minutes before Spitko stopped breathing on his own. The family gathered around an iPad and said their goodbyes. King struggled with these final moments.
You couldn't go up to him and kiss him goodbye. You couldn't touch his hand. It was a very impersonal. Yeah. When you're talking to an iPad, it just really stinks.
Yeah.
This virus, it really does.
Her sister, Rocco, says she was just grateful for the time they did have.
I saw more of him yesterday than I would have if we were in the hospital taking turns.
The family waited. An hour passed, then another. They started telling stories about who he was, beyond just an 81-year-old man with COVID-19.
He would be one of those people that if your car broke down on your tire, he would get out, and no matter what time it was, and help him get, fixed or whatever.
Donald J. Spitko was a proud veteran. He loved to camp and hunt and go on long road trips with his daughters. He was the easygoing one of the parents.
He would let us do anything. My mom worked night shifts because we had six kids in our family. So every time she left for work, my dad would say, if you sneak out of the house, just make sure you get home.
After 7 virtual hours with his family, as the battery on the hospital's iPad was getting ready to die, Donald Spitko took his last breath. The next day, the sisters organized a funeral procession for their father.
I'm in the parking lot at Einstein Medical in Montgomery County. It's rainy. There are about 20 or so cars, and we're driving to the funeral parlor.
In the parking lot of the funeral home, family and friends got out of their cars and hovered, not sure what to do. They couldn't hug, and because everyone was wearing face masks, it was hard to tell how people were really feeling. Some of the family lined up next to a large flag with Marine insignia as the remaining cars trickled in. And then that was it. There was no viewing, no ceremony.
You don't think it'll happen to you or your family. You think, you're untouchable until something this fast can come upon you. It's just not right. It's backwards.
The night after her father died, Tammy King went to work at the hospital. While she was there, she got a call from the nurse who'd sat with him. She said she had something to give her.
She made, for each family member, his fingerprints in the shape of a heart with a heart drawn around it. And it said Donald Spitko, then the year he was born, then the year he passed.
The nurse caring for her father happened to also be named Tammy. King says she hopes it was of some comfort to her father to hear that name spoken by his side, since she couldn't be there herself.
For Here and Now, I'm Nina Feldman.
And if you've lost a loved one to COVID-19, NPR wants to remember them, starting with essential workers like grocery store clerks, mail carriers, healthcare workers. We'd like to hear their story through you. Please go to npr.org/frontlineworkers, all one word, to share your memory.